We're going to tell you what we're into here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can do the same thing.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Also on Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. It could be anything. It could be a song. It could be a movie, TV show, fashion. It doesn't really matter. It's something you're into that you kind of want to recommend and share with us. Alex, what are you into this week?
Okay, so I'm into something. I don't really know if it's an audiobook or a podcast. I think it's a podcast on an audiobook platform.
Okay.
If that makes sense to you. It is a, I'm going to say, podcast on Audible. So if you're all caught up on the Joe and Alex Show, which you can subscribe to our show, podcast, which is just the show every day. In case you miss something, just type in the Joe and Alex Show on your Apple iTunes and you can subscribe to us so you never miss anything again. If you're all caught up on that as you're traveling this Thanksgiving, then this is something I highly recommend you listen to. It is on Audible, which is a platform you pay for. But what I did was I went around that and I did the 30-day free trial. And then when I'm done listening to this, I'm just going to cancel it. So don't tell them I'm doing that.
Get a new email, try it again and again and again.
But it is the untold story of the Golden State Killer investigation. It's called Evil Has a Name on Audible. And Evil Has a Name is all done by Paul Holes, who is the lead detective on the Golden State Killer case. We have done the Golden State Killer case on Murder Monday before, but obviously since this guy is the lead detective, there is way more detail into this case if you're interested in it. Of course, it just got solved. They just found out after
recently,
a bajillion years who the Golden State Killer was. So that just makes this entire thing even more interesting. We'll put it up, a little swipe up feature so you can find it easily on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. It's Evil Has a Name on Audible. Joe, what are you into this week?
This week, I am into something which is, I think it's kind of a spinoff of the original. I was trying to do research. I'm like, holy crap. And I watched a few episodes. I love Narcos on Netflix.
My boyfriend loves Narcos, but I couldn't get into it because I don't like reading subtitles whenever I'm watching something.
Because they speak in Spanish and the actors are really good, but I kind of get some brief synopsis of this that you can watch on Netflix. It is kind of the first series was focused on Pablo Escobar and his whole drug empire. Well, Narcos Mexico lets you witness the birth of the Mexican drug war, which happened in the 80s, and this, I guess, series, kind of, it's 10 episodes, the first season, kind of chronicles a true story. You know, obviously they do some interpretation of the Guadalajara cartel's ascent to power. So this is so cool. It's kind of gory, kind of violent, but I'm really into this. I don't do drugs, but ooh, do I like to watch shows about drugs.
That's interesting. Call 833-JOE-ALEX to tell us what you're into. Maddie tweeted us at Joan Alex Show and said she's into Billie Eilish's song, When the Party's Over. I'm obsessed with Billie Eilish right now, too. Live the Web Girl, you are too?
A huge Billie Eilish fan. I have been ever since like this summer. I mean, she's phenomenal. Actually, probably for like 2 years now.
I was going to say, who is this? Because I'm thinking of Billie Idol, but okay. No. I need to catch up then. What kind of music is it?
Weird pop.
My favorite song of all time is her song. It's Ocean Eyes. And it's like the Astronomy remix. I mean,
it's
amazing.
Good. Yeah, that's a good one. So what are you into this week, Live the Web Girl?
I'm really into the Moroccan Oil Clarify Shampoo. I just got it. And obviously Moroccan Oil is like a really good brand if you're trying to look for like good hair products. But the Clarify shampoo specifically is really good for people that have really dry scalps and have bad dandruff. And I have had bad dandruff entire life. It's so unfortunate. Anyone who has bad dandruff out there, I feel bad for you. I'm here for you. And Head and Shoulders didn't work for me, but this Moroccan Oil Clarify shampoo does. So go to our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And if you have like bad dandruff, just swipe up and you can buy a bottle. It seriously has helped my dandruff so much.
But you're not supposed to use clarifying shampoo every day. It's just like once a week, right?
Yeah. So I use it. I mean, I asked my hairdresser and she said this one's pretty much good to use like every wash. But she also knows that I don't wash my hair every single day.
Oh, yeah. Then it'll work good for you.
Yeah. I only wash my hair every 3 to 4 days just because my scalp is so dry.
You should do what I do because my beard dries out. I use beard oil, but I don't have any hair to have dandruff. But what I do is, you see that shirt I bought? It looks like it's got a bunch of like little white dots on it. It's like designer.
Yeah.
It was like $50. It was a lot of money. But you can't tell if the person's got dandruff or if it's just a fashion statement. statement.
You're right. Good point.
Producer Porkchop, what are you into this week?
Well, since it's a little colder, I am into Starbucks peppermint mocha.
You are so basic.
Yeah, you're the most basic pork chop I've ever met.
But when it's just, it tastes so much better when it's a little chillier out. So that's what I've been into this week.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Candace.
What are you into?
So lately, I've been into medical things, like watching Netflix or Hulu, Good Doctor, 911, Grey's Anatomy. I absolutely love it. And it's teaching me a lot because I'm going into EMT stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm really into that.
The Good Doctor's like, isn't it where it's a young kid, and I'm going to mess this up, so correct me, but isn't it like where it's a young kid, and I think he has autism or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, like he, like in the opening episode, like something falls its glass in an airport. He takes like a Jack Daniels bottle and somehow saves the person.
Yeah.
That'll be me dying this weekend, but I'm going to have Jack Daniels just in my system. So it's quite similar.
We got a tweet from Fess on Twitter at Joan Alex Show. She says, I'm into this 3-day week in Turkey. Woohoo!
Gobble.
Happy Thanksgiving. That's right. She's got the right idea.
All right. You can let us know what you're into. Take it to our Twitter, as Alex just mentioned, and give us a follow, too. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next in the garbage, this actress had to apologize for offending people on Instagram yesterday. An update on Diddy's ex Kim Porter's death, and Chris Pratt could be getting engaged soon.